We are so glad that you could join us for another Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. Today's episode, Healing is for You. Here's Annette.
Welcome back. I'm Annette Eckert from our New York studio. And my friends, I have such a treat in store for you today. I have with me Patty Gordon here in New York, a longtime Bridge for Peace member with a lot of experience in walking with Jesus Christ. Patty, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Annette. I'm very privileged and blessed to be here.
I know, Patty, you yourself have taught Foundation for Healing many times to people in the New York area.
I have, as well as in Uganda.
As well as in Uganda, correct. And you can write to us with your experiences at bridgeforpeace.org. Patty, we've been talking so much about healing even before we came on the air today. Want to share with us today what's in your heart to share with those who are listening and waiting to hear what you've got to say?
Oh, sure. Well, as I was praying about one of the many things I could share today, what came to my mind was a beautiful woman when we were in Uganda, and you were on the platform teaching, and the rest of our team, we were in the healing rooms praying, and I was praying alongside another African as my translator, and the woman came to us. She was, I would say, in her 80s. She came walking with a stick. She was very hunched over. I could tell she was in pain. And so when she came to us, you didn't really have to ask how we could pray for her. You could see it. But of course we did. We respected what her need was. And she just said she was in a lot of pain. She couldn't stand up straight. And so I could see in her eyes that she was suffering. So my prayer partner and I prayed together, and we prayed for some time, and I could see, I asked him to check her, ask her how she was feeling. We had checked, asked her to give us her pain level on a rate of 0 being no pain and 10 being the worst, and she was right up there. She was right up at the top, and I could see it in her eyes as well. So after we had prayed, we asked her again to tell us what number maybe her pain level was at that time. And at that point, it was about a 6. So I said, okay, and we praised God and we gave thanks for what he had done.
Yes.
But we know our way is to press in and to continue. So my partner and I continued to pray for her. And I had checked her feet to see they were twisted, and her legs were uneven. But as we prayed, they tended to shift and her legs evened out. And then when she stood up, I checked her hips. And so as time went on, we asked her again, and she had a huge smile on her face and said that she no longer had pain. And with that, she just praised God, Wasinda Yesu, and she picked up her stick and she went running out of the healing room with her stick in the air, not even using it. We were just rejoicing. I'm just giving praise to God.
Praise
it was beautiful.
To Jesus. What a wonderful testimony. I wonder, Patty, how many years she waited, how many years she was debilitated, how many years she waited for her miracle.
I think it must have been quite a long time based on, you know, how bent over she was. You know, that doesn't happen overnight. So I think she was in pain for quite a long time. But she had hope because she came that day.
Yes. We've been looking at Foundation for Healing. We've been looking at Abraham. We'll be looking at Abraham after this interview and how he waited for the promises of God and his long wait. I'm wondering if you can comment on that, the long wait that some people experience for the promises of God.
Oh, sure. Now, sometimes it's just in a moment like it was for that beautiful woman, but sometimes God works in a different way. So I'm thinking about a woman who had called. I happened to be in the office one day working here, and I answered the phone, and her name was Nora, and she was stage 4 cancer. Now, she had just heard about us. She couldn't even remember how it all happened, but she came across Bridge for Peace and she decided to inquire. So I gave her some background. I told her that Bridge for Peace was called to a healing to the nations through Jesus Christ. And I explained to her a little bit about what we were about and what we did. And so she was very encouraged by that. And so I asked her, can I pray with you? And we were on the telephone and she said, yes, she would like that. So she was, like I said, she was stage 4 cancer without a whole lot of hope. We know when we hear that word, it's frightening. And when we hear stage 4, that's even more scary for many people. So, but we know that Jesus is bigger than cancer. He went to the cross, he paid the price, he took every disease upon himself. And so I shared that with her. And I told her that we were gonna pray in agreement together. And so we did. And I encouraged her to stay in touch with us. I explained to her that as Bridge for Peace, we will stand with someone who's willing to stand for themselves for their healing. Mm-hmm. You know, that it, sometimes there is a waiting period. Sometimes it doesn't happen in that moment, but it doesn't change who God is. So I just spoke encouragement into her and fresh hope, mm-hmm. and asked her to just keep going and press in, because what Jesus says can be very different from what the doctors say. So I explained that to her. So we prayed, and then that was my experience with her. And then I come to find out that, again, a time later, she came to Bridge for Peace, and it was Pentecost, yes. And she received more prayer, and she said she felt like there was electric going through her body. And that was in May. And then in early September, she was back to, with the doctor's report, that she was totally cancer-free, totally healed and delivered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, praise you, Jesus. So she was one who had to press in for her healing.
Yes.
And, you know, even before she had come to us, she had been going for quite a while to be yes. at the stage that she was at. But that's just so joyful and so much hope for people who are having to wait for what they know is a promise from God for their life. She's yes. She's a beautiful testimony
yes.
to that.
Thanks be to God for that. So we want to really encourage you as you're listening today, because, you know, Patty, what I want to encourage our listeners is because I've heard the philosophy. One of my friends who was in pain told me she was at a Christian conference. She was in pain and she asked for prayer. And they prayed with her that morning. In the evening, she was still in pain and she went back to ask for prayer again. And they said, no. They said, we prayed for you this morning. It's done. And we won't pray for you again.
Oh, that's not Bridge for Peace. Right.
So when I heard that philosophy, and I know we have a wide listening audience, I don't know what philosophies they may have heard. Mm-hmm. But as you're sharing with all of us today, our philosophy in Bridge for Peace is we will stand with you, we will pray with you, as long as you will continue to stand. And if you need someone to pray for you, you can write to us at bridgeforpeace.org and we will be praying for your need. So, Patty, that's so important, especially because there's other kinds of philosophies out there that discourage people from seeking out prayer again. And even bring hopelessness into the hearts of many because they ask for prayer, they're not experiencing the manifestation of the healing power of Jesus Christ as of yet, and there's nowhere that they can turn, and they feel discouraged or as if Jesus passed them by and they missed their opportunity. So we're here today to tell you the truth, that even as Patty said, sometimes it's in an instant, sometimes it takes time. The way that I've been thinking of that lately, Patty, as I've been thinking about Jericho, where the wall came down immediately, and then there's other situations where it comes down brick by brick. Mm. So sometimes it's instantaneous, and many people looking for that instantaneous miraculous healing, they don't think that there's any other kind of way to be healed. Mm. If it didn't happen in that moment, they think it's not going to happen. So we want to explode that myth today that you received prayer and you didn't see an instantaneous, miraculous healing. The miracle-working power of God is still as real as it was before you were prayed for.
Absolutely. And then there's also that thought where the enemy can come in, and if you don't see it immediately, it's like, well, maybe it's for someone else and it's not for me. And I experienced that myself with when I had an injury to my neck and my shoulder. Our team was out on mission and I was in terrible pain, and I was hearing all these miracles, and I had been getting prayer, but I wasn't experiencing
the manifestation of that healing.
And so I remembered feeling that way. Well, maybe it's for everybody else and not for me. Until that, what I discovered was that was a lie of the enemy. And once I just discounted that and I just continued like that, I ended up receiving my healing. But it was an obstacle for me because he wanted to discourage me. He wanted me to feel that it wasn't for me.
Yes.
I have to hold on to the truth of what God says as my final word.
Wow, that's wonderful. I hope that you heard that, listeners, today, that many times Satan really, it comes at us with a spirit of mockery. Oh, it's for everybody else, but it's not for you. He's mocking us. Or sometimes he says, they're worthy, but you're not. You know, there's many different things that he'll say. And because we didn't experience that manifestation in the moment, the physical evidence might lead us to agree with the lie. So thank you so much for that, Patty. It's so important. And I hope all of you that are listening, that you realize, of course, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ from the cross that was shed, as Patty even shared with us already. He died for our healing. He died for our salvation. He died for us to be made whole through him. So don't give up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't be discouraged. I've shared with you my own miraculous healing from arthritis. And I told you from the moment I was prayed for that time, I've been prayed for times before, but from the moment I was prayed for that time where I felt the root was cut, 8 months later, I was off of all of my prescription medication. So take hope today, friends. The power of the blood of Jesus is given to you as an inheritance, that you might receive salvation and healing and deliverance and provision from him. So if you don't know Jesus, and you say, well, the reality is you're not in the family of Christ, and the promises are for the children of God, but you say, I want to be in the family of Christ, we want to welcome you to come on into the family today to say, Jesus, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. Every time we've turned away from Jesus, we just want to confess that to him. He knows it, but we want to say it out loud. Just tell him we're sorry that we didn't realize, really. We didn't realize who he was. We didn't realize our Father God loves us. Jesus died for us because of love. The Holy Spirit's come to us because of love to give us all wisdom. And you can turn right now. You can say, I'm sorry to God, and say, God, I want to be in your family. When you come into the family, all of the promises spoken by Patty, even today, all of the promises that you've heard, the miracles that you've heard about, will be for you. Just as Abraham doubted. Abraham heard the promise, but he doubted. Sometimes doubts come in, especially when we're waiting a long time. Just say, sorry, Jesus, I doubted you. Just come on back to Jesus. Just even as Patty's just sharing with us how the devil comes in and he mocks you and he tries to separate you from Jesus to make you think it's for others, but not for you. Maybe the devil's telling you right now, the family of God is for others, but it's not for you. The devil's a liar. He's the father of all lies. And we're just right here from our New York studio, Patty Gordon and Annette. We're here together to encourage you. Come into the family of God. Say yes to Jesus today, because there's many great promises that he wants to fulfill in your life. So Patty, thank you for all that you're sharing, and really so instructional and edifying, inspirational. What else has God put on your heart today?
Well, I was also thinking about how important forgiveness is. You know, Jesus has forgiven us and he calls us to forgive others. And that's so challenging sometimes when we've been hurt or we've been wounded. And so when we hold unforgiveness, it can make us sick as well. And so we've encountered that sometimes with people. And when we come to realize that maybe there is someone that they need to forgive, and we ask them, and they have a mindset other than the mindset of Christ, you know, because in our culture sometimes, you know, it's thought that a person has to ask for forgiveness, or that if we make a choice to forgive, it means what they did was okay. And none of those things are true, because forgiveness is for us, and it's to set us free. Because I always remember the example about when we're wounded, it's like an arrow shot right into our heart. But God won't take that out for us. We're the only ones who can do that. And if we don't, it just festers and grows. It affects not only ourselves, but our relationships. It really is just so damaging. So all that's required is to make a choice, to say, Lord, I'm choosing to forgive that person because you forgave me.
Amen.
And when we make that choice, it's a decision. It's not a feeling. When we make that choice, it gives the Holy Spirit opportunity to come in and clean up the woundedness of our heart that was inflicted by the injury or whatever that was that hurt us so deeply. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen, you know, just how faithful God is to us when we make that decision. Yes. But sometimes people need help.
Yes.
Understanding what that is and what it means for them, because God wants us to be free. And it doesn't always mean that, you know, God doesn't want us to be, you know, in a bad relationship where we're further hurt, but he wants us to be free from the pain inflicted by whatever injured us. So I think that that's just really, there's so much emotional healing that can happen through making that choice to forgive.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much, Patty. So I hope that you're all hearing this today. I'm going to ask Patty to pray for us in just a moment, to pray for all those that maybe are struggling to forgive and you'd like to have that freedom that Patty's talking about. We're going to pray in just a moment, so I want you to prepare yourself. But I also want you to hear what Patty said. If you're in an unsafe situation, an abusive situation, a dangerous situation, then God also requires us to take action for our own safety.
Yes.
So we forgive. We don't hold the grudge. We don't hold resentment. We forgive. But at the same time, we realize that people have to bear the consequences of their actions. And those consequences might be that you need to leave that space that's a dangerous space for you. So please hear what Patty said clearly. We are not encouraging anyone to stay in a dangerous situation and continually forgive the perpetrator. What we are encouraging you to do is respond to Jesus Christ, who wants you in a safe place, and at the same time forgiving anyone who has harmed you, but bringing yourself out of harm's way, which is what a good father would want for you, and our God is the best. So Patty, I'm going to ask you, just in the remaining moments that we have, if you would pray for anyone today who's struggling to forgive, who could today receive the promises of Jesus that may have been put aside because of the hardness of their hearts.
Well, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege to be with these beautiful people today. And I thank you, Lord God, for your plan and purposes for their lives. And I thank you, Lord, that it is for an abundant life filled with joy and filled with freedom. And I thank you, Lord God, for teaching us and instructing us that as you have forgiven us, we too are to forgive. But I thank you, Lord God, that your way is different from the way of the world sometimes. And so, Lord, it's nothing more than a choice, a decision to say, Lord, I choose to forgive because I want to be free from the pain in my heart. I want to be free from the bitterness and the resentment that I feel. And I know, Lord, that if I open my heart to you, you will bring healing to those places of woundedness that I have. And I pray, I know, Father, that you want me to be safe, that you will guide me in any choices I have to make concerning this relationship, and that you will give me courage to do what I need to do should I need to make a change.
Amen. Well, God bless everyone. Patty, you've been such a blessing to us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, this is Annette Eckhart with Patty Gordon from Bridge for Peace in New York headquarters, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. To learn more about Bridge for Peace or become a partner with the ministry, please visit us on our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you would like to discover how to pray for healing and understand all that grace provides through the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, sign up for our Foundations for Healing course on our website. Also, if you have any questions, please email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you join us again next week for another inspiring episode of the Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. This is Scott Silverberg for Annette, saying God bless you, and let Jesus be your bridge for peace.